I'm your host, Annie Bowles, and this is News Du Jour. Hey, you guys, happy Thursday and welcome back to the News Du Jour. So today's episode is a little bit different because we have two bigger breaking news stories to go over. And so they're going to dominate the vast majority of this episode. And then at the end, we have one little mini story, just a tidbit to share with you guys as an update to a previous story. So buckle up. This first one especially is crazy. So today we're kicking off with a story about the explosive Britney Spears court hearing. So as you guys know, if you've been following this podcast for a little while, Britney Spears has been under something called a conservatorship, where basically she was deemed mentally unfit to manage her own life. And this is typically reserved for people who are severely disabled or elderly. And many believe that her strange social media posts were some type of cry for help because she honestly looks pretty bizarre in them and yet scripted. It's strange. Fans of hers also believe that the captions on her social media include cryptic messages about her life in captivity. This launched what's known as the hashtag Free Britney movement. And now, for the very first time, she is asked to speak for herself in court, and the day has finally come. In the courtroom yesterday, no recording devices were allowed at all. However, these people are hardcore, I will say. The Free Britney people, they take this very seriously, and someone did illegally record and release the audio of Britney speaking onto YouTube. I went ahead and immediately recorded it on my own device, as I'm sure YouTube will have this video pulled down before we know it because, like I said, it's illegal. And I listened to this a bunch of times for you guys, but it's super long. It's 23 minutes, so it would be longer than this episode even is. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to walk you guys through the different revelations that she had while she was speaking, you know, the new information that we learned. And there's about, 16 new points of things that I'd never heard before that she talked about during this address to the court. And let me tell you guys, it's as bad as we thought. Number one, Britney has been forced to be on drugs that she did not want to be on, specifically lithium, which is a very strong and dangerous drug that you can die from. She claims that she had been on the same drug for about 5 years, and then her doctor abruptly changed it to lithium after a disagreement with her manager for her stage procedures. She said that this drug makes her feel drunk every day, even though she drinks no alcohol at all. Number two, her conservatorship is forcing her to keep in an IUD so that she can't have children, although she would currently like to marry her boyfriend and have a baby together, even though that is not allowed by her conservators. Number three, she straight up said she's been abused for years. Number four, she claims that her family deliberately had her go to therapy in an area where there would be a lot of paparazzi, so they would see her coming out crying and looking crazy, when she used to have the therapist just come to the house. Five, she's been forced to do therapy 3 times a week and would like to lower it to just 1 time a week. Number six, she had to take lengthy psychological examinations up to 4 hours long daily, and at different times had up to 6 nurses in her home monitoring her every move. Number 7, her family prohibited her from getting her hair, nails, etc. done during COVID, claiming that it wasn't happening when she saw that even her house workers had their nails done and things of that nature. Her family also prohibited her from seeing her friends during this time. Number 8, she asked to select her own lawyer, which apparently up until now she has not been able to do. Number 9, she said that she's been depressed, traumatized, and cannot sleep due to what her family has done to her. Number 10, she said that she would like to sue her family for what they have put her through. Number 11, her boyfriend is not allowed to drive her anywhere, and at times she was actually not allowed to drive herself anywhere either. Number 12, she claimed that her dad quote-unquote loved hurting her emotionally and having control over someone quote as powerful as her, end quote. 13, she had said that she even was watched changing every single day butt naked. 14, she said she had to give them 8 vials of her blood daily. Why? I am still not sure. Didn't tell us why. 15, she said she'd been locked in a small room for 4 months as part of a rehab designed by her father. Number 16, she said that the people who did this to her should be in jail. The main point of what she was saying and all these different things she told the court was that she would like to end the conservatorship without an evaluation. She said she's been evaluated enough, and that every single time the conservatorship or her family brings in someone to evaluate her, they're biased based on the fact that they're from her family who profits off of her. At the end of the day, no one should ever be able to profit off of someone who is not mentally capable of acting for themselves. And that's exactly what was going on when Brittany's dad said that she was too disabled to manage her own affairs, but stable enough to perform in multi-million dollar shows night after night. What she has been through sounds horrific, and I hope that the judge can see the greed and exploitation that led up to this moment for what it is. And hashtag free Britney. Oh my gosh, first story took us 8 minutes into this episode. Oh my god. Anyway, we have another long story for you guys, but it's an important one. So this story is about firearms and the Biden administration. At a press conference yesterday, President Biden and the Attorney General addressed the nation on the topic of rising violent crime in America. The main thing that they are focused on is helping to reduce violent crime. And what they're looking at is who has the guns with which to do it. No, they are not taking guns away from everyone, which I've seen thrown around quite a bit online. But there have been a lot of instances lately where someone who was legally not supposed to have access to guns got one and did something awful with it. There's a reason that these limitations exist and are part of the law, but they're not being enforced. And thus, this administration will be cracking down on gun sellers who do not follow the rules. They have now instituted a zero tolerance policy for licensed gun dealers who violate protocol on things like background checks. No more warnings. The administration will also focus on intercepting the guns that are being smuggled illegally into the U.S., because that's actually a big way that criminals can get around our gun laws. Biden hosted several big city mayors for this announcement, as he will need local help in tackling this rise of violent crime. Homicides alone spiked 30% in the year 2020, and in the first quarter of this year, the rate of homicides was 49% higher than it was 2 years ago, according to CNBC. But due to the fact that this rise took place during the pandemic and was likely tied to everyone's overall mental health, Biden also announced that localities can use their American Rescue Plan funds, which was the pandemic relief, if you remember, towards battling violent crime and hiring more police officers, crisis counselors, or creating programs to promote mental health. He also said that he plans to tackle the boyfriend loophole, which, if you're a crime junkie like me, you may already be very familiar with this term and excited to see it go. But in case you're not, let me explain. You see, when someone is convicted of domestic abuse charges, they are no longer eligible to own a firearm, because statistics show that they are very likely to take that gun and go use it against their spouse, the one they've been abusing. So you're not allowed to have one, but only if you've been married to, lived with, or had a child with the person does it fall under the term domestic abuse, quote unquote. And thus, boyfriends get a free pass. They can still have firearms even after abusing their girlfriends. If you listen to Strictly Stalking, you know exactly how terrifying that can be. These charges stand to create a whole new precedent for gun control efforts and are basically just enforcing the current rules and reallocating some funds. The Biden administration has really gotten creative here with what little power they do have over this issue, as Congress is not likely to play ball in the Senate. We'll see if these efforts can actually put a dent in violent crimes. We'll keep you posted. And then before we go for today, we wanted to let you know that the Apple Daily, that defiant Chinese newspaper that was rated for its pro-democracy writings, they just announced that they will be forced to close their doors this Saturday after publishing one last issue en masse. This is a super bummer for anyone who is rooting for them to keep their doors open, but also understandable given the long reach of the Chinese government. This instance essentially proves the paper's point in a way. But if you're confused and don't know what we're talking about, just go back and listen to Tuesday's episode. We explain it all there. And that is the news du jour. Today, I wanted to leave you guys with the quote, "There is nothing permanent in the world except change." If you enjoyed this episode, please consider becoming a patron of our podcast. For $7.99 a month, you can unlock tons of perks like breaking news text messages so that you're never out of the loop. Tons of bonus episodes are already up there ready for you to binge, and a discussion board full of networking opportunities and much more. Go to www.patreon.com/sugarfreemedia today to become a patron. This is the best way to support our show. Our patrons make News du Jour possible. But a couple other ways to support our podcast are: rate and review on whatever podcast platform you use to listen, share on your social media, you have influence, tell your friends, family, and colleagues that you love News du Jour and why you listen. You can also follow us on social media under sugarfreemedia.co on Instagram, just sugarfreemedia, all one word, on TikTok, and sugarfree_media on Twitter. We also have a weekend newsletter called Dreamer's Digest that's full of dreamy content recommendations for your weekend and a life update from yours truly. Sign up today on our website, www.sugarfreemedia.co. Our music is by Joey Lavoie and Nicholas Foster. Our cover art is by Hannah Pierce Photography. Our Sugar Free Media logo is by Catherine Jezik Designs. Any twinkling or little footsteps you might hear in the background are by my dog, Rhett. He's a rescue pup and always records with me. We appreciate you listening and look forward to telling you about the news again next time on News Du Jour.
Broadcasting from